Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of Stutshore Arts, and our guest today is Janet Block, Executive Director of the Lubeznik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Listeners will be aware that there's been a sea change in arts funding. Federal and state grants have been cut, and what listeners may not know is that to secure funding these days, arts organizations are beginning to have to speak a new language, that of economic development and the creative economy. Arts, culture, and tourism contribute $8.6 billion to Indiana's economy and support over 92,500 jobs. To understand the creative economy in our region and to calculate how each of our organizations contributes to it, we as executive directors need a lot of new data. And that's something Janet is offering to all of us with a special workshop at the Lubeznik Center on May 12th. So, Janet, would you like to talk more about your upcoming workshop, Data for Dollars?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on Eye on the Arts, Jonathan. So I am an arts administrator and no data whiz, no particular AI experience other than, you know, what most people would maybe use it for these days is to proof some of their language. But I went to a wonderful conference last fall. And it was a conference about Indiana's creative economy. And it was put on by a group called Pattern out of Indianapolis. And they had wonderful presenters. It was a two-day workshop. And I saw a gentleman named Ty Stratton do a fairly brief workshop, or, you know, he was speaking to a few hundred people at the time. And he had put together a website called Wesley's Project. When I watched it, I honestly, at that time, I was absorbing so much other information about the creative economy that was useful. I was mesmerized by some of the things that his website could do with data. But I really, you know, I'll admit, I really didn't have the time in that moment to follow through. But I did, of course, take his information, and he agreed to come to our community to talk more specifically about what his data can provide. And also, he's made a lot of updates. So just basically, before any details, what he does is he created a website that takes in information and then can populate it with very up-to-date information that could be anything from population growth, economic growth, how many creative industries are in your area. It could be statewide. It could be hyper-local. And it is using AI. So come to the workshop only if you know, it's not about AI. It is a replacement for the arts. It's truly for data. And what his use for it was to really show us how people can use this data to tell stories about their organization or their community for presentations, to be convincing, to grant funders, and so forth. So I felt like this is really a useful tool that, you know, that we should know about, and that hopefully we come out of the workshop with a real understanding. It's a free workshop, but it's 2 hours, and we come out with a true understanding of how we might be able to apply it to whatever given situation you have going on that you could understand.
So can you tell listeners the particular details of the event and how they can register?
Yes. You register, and we do really want you, you do have to pre-register. And you will do that by going to artinfo@lubeznikcenter.org. And that is artinfo, the F sign, and then L-U-B-E-Z-N-I-K, center.org. Registration is required. The event is May 12th from 10 to noon. Central Time, and registration, sort of confirming your registration, networking and grabbing a coffee and a bagel happen at 9:30 that day. When you do register, you must register with your email, and Ty Stratton will actually send you an email back and tell you how to prepare to get the most out of the workshop. So I think he sets you up as a member, a free membership to use so that you can utilize all of the tools at the workshop. And we hope you'll join us. I think that so far we do have a number of people from different industries, but I also could see like government officials using this data, people who want to present information to their city council about how an industry or some sort of business might benefit their downtown or a neighborhood, or where public murals might go because it would be the best, the busiest intersection, or a building where that's owned by the city. So I think that I'm telling you that that my brain is just limited by what I'm thinking about using it for. But I imagine that if everybody's listening, they can come up with their own ideas about how it might be utilized. Any nonprofit probably would actually find it to be useful with the data that it provides.
Well, Sue, thank you. So this really is a call out to our listeners, anyone who is part of the creative economy, anyone who is working with civic administrations to develop downtowns and the economic growth of the town, city, region. We all need data these days, and this is a great workshop introducing us to a source specifically for Indiana that can help us as we all scramble to persuade government at every level that it is valuable and important to invest in the arts. So thank you so much, Janet. I will see you on the 12th.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. And I hope many more will join us. So please register. And you can always call and get some questions answered, because I can reach out to Ty if you have specific questions about what would be appropriate for the workshop. So thank you, Jonathan.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to talk about more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts in our region.